In health news, 4 years after ratifying United Nations Convention, Canada has released its first report on how disabled Canadian citizens are doing. And it finds many such Canadians face ongoing challenges, including poverty, barriers to language and communication, learning advantages, training, safety, and security. About one in seven Canadians is mentally or physically disabled. Stop answering work texts while you are heading for bed, or worse yet, while you're in bed. 680's Denise Wong tells us researchers are warning this could lead to burnout and a mixed-up sleep schedule.
Two Michigan State University Business School studies have found that using a smartphone for 20 to 30 minutes after 9 p.m. makes it more difficult to detach from work and relax enough to drift off to sleep. The result? The inability to concentrate on the job the next day. Researchers also found smartphone use in the bedroom interferes with sleep because the bright light simulates daylight. This inhibits the production of the sleep-promoting hormone melatonin. Denise Wong, 680 News.
Young adults who haven't left the nest may want to think twice before they make themselves really comfortable in mom and dad's basement. A new poll suggests it's healthier to get out on your own.
It's been a growing trend since the recession.
You live with your parents?
Is that a problem?
A Gallup poll found 14% of those 24 to 34 live at home. Sarah Jessica Parker spotlighted the problem in a movie.
Many young men who should be able to move out simply can't. It's called failure to launch.
But it can also lead to failure to thrive. Researchers found while living at home does offer financial benefits for young people who haven't yet found their footing, the net effect of living at home lowers their perceptions of where they stand in life, and they report lower well-being, physically and emotionally. Karen Chase, ABC News.